Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so glad to be back in the studio, in this space, sharing this time once again with you. So much has happened in the past couple weeks, and now is a perfect opportunity for us to meditate together and find healing in this healing room. I would like to make a special dedication for today's meditation to all of the protesters, to the small business owners that are helping keep our economy running, to all of the activists, to all of the allies who are help making positive change in our community, to all of the mothers, to all of the grandmothers who are praying and taking action, and to all of the women who are showing up for themselves. I want to dedicate today's meditation completely and absolutely to you. Today, we will be doing some energy clearing, and I invite you to bring in all of the baggage, all of the stress, all of the past hurts, whether in relationships, whether in policy, whether in the streets, or whether in the home. Bring all of that with you into this healing room as we heal together. You're going to hear about a 30-second spoken word poetry piece to kind of reset your mind for this time we're going to have of meditation together. Allow the poetic words to shift your energy a bit into a new space where you can truly focus on you. Then we will begin our meditation. So without further ado, let's get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
Bring me joy,
bring me joy.
Bring me love,
bring me love.
Bring me peace,
bring me peace.
Bring me life,
bring me life.
Bring me grace,
bring me grace.
Bring me forgiveness,
bring me forgiveness.
Bring me hope,
bring me hope.
Bring me freedom,
bring me freedom.
I am love,
I am love.
I am light,
I am light.
I am free,
I am free.
I am hope,
I am hope.
I am joy.
I believe.
I am belief.
I am belief.
Give me joy.
I am joy.
Give me peace.
I am peace.
Give me freedom.
I am free.
Give me love.
I am.
Love.
Thank you for allowing me to share that piece with you. Let's go ahead and start with our healing pledge, and then let's meditate. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and deep meditation so I may live a life true freedom. That felt good to say. Let's meditate. So I want to share a quote with you by Reese Evans that says this: when we experience trauma, heartbreak, fear, or negative emotions that we try to suppress, we leave our power behind in those situations, laden with guilt, shame, pain, and fear. But we can call our power back to us so that it remains ours. I had an interesting conversation with someone the other day about how relationships, romantic ones, can be draining for the woman and for the man. Going through so many different relationships can literally drain the spirit. Now, I think on a subconscious level, we all know that, but hearing it out loud just made me have a deeper empathy for both men and women. And I wanted to bring this particular idea and concept of calling your energy back to you right now. Whether you have experienced a draining of energy due to the news, due to things that friends or acquaintances have said, maybe you have experienced just a draining of energy through to a relationship concern, through to a job loss, through to changes, right, that feel that it's out of your control. That circumstance, that event, that action, dating all the way back into your childhood, creates stories and memories in our mind. And many a times, if we do not take control and take back ownership of our energy, we can be left drained for an extended period of time. So my prayer today for you, and my intention specifically, is that you leave this meditation feeling a bit more restored than you came in. So get comfortable. You can be seated or lying down on your back. Make sure that your palms are turned upward and that your hands are not grabbing anything but are open in a place of receiving. I want you to take 2 deep breaths with me now. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. I want you to envision a light shining down over the top of your head. I want you to envision that light being right over the top of your head, where some would call the 7th chakra, the energy that is just a part of your radiating beam. That light that is right on the top of your head, I want you to allow that light to become brighter and to beam down into your body, through your head, the back of your neck, your chest, allowing it to sit there and beam to your belly, above your navel. Allow that light to beam and fill you with joy, fill you with love, fill you with peace. Right below your belly button, right there, allow that light to beam. Some call this the identity center. How you feel about yourself, how you call yourself, how you speak to yourself. Allow some love light to beam into that area. Slowly but surely, take your time here. Allow the light to beam. Love, peace, and acceptance are yours. Increase the light's beam even deeper into the base of your spine. Allow that light to beam right there. Here in this area, sending nothing but love and joy and peace to the base of your spine. Here you are safe, you are supported, you are comforted. Sending light to the base of your spine that says you have everything you need. Every resource you need, you have. You are safe, you are supported. And send that light directly down through your legs to the sole of your feet. Take your time here. Experience the light and love, feeling your entire body from the top of your head all the way through the line that flows through your body to the navel, to the base of the spine, down through your legs and through the feet. Your light is beaming. Your feet are a bright light color. Over your head, your light is beaming a bright color. Your whole body has been filled with light and love and peace.
And even if you're feeling some contradiction or some pushback to this, just take another deep breath, breathing in and out with me. Breathing in and out with me. Allowing your body to navigate in its own way, finding balance and peace in this moment. So, we are going to recall stories of the past. I want you to think about what's been on your mind lately. Maybe that relationship. Maybe that situation that you saw replay over and over on the news. Maybe something that has happened in your home or community. I want you to think about that situation. And whatever energy that you have that felt like it was drained from you, I want you to ask God, God, I pray that my energy is cleansed, that my energy is purified of that which is draining me. I pray that my energy is restored and brought back to me. God, I pray that my energy is cleansed, that my energy is purified of that which is draining me. I ask that my energy be restored and brought back to me. No one can steal your power. Your power always has your name on it. For those who have experienced relationships in the middle of a pandemic and world movement, relationships that have gone disarray, this one is for you. God, calling back that energy. God, I ask that any energy that was taken from me, stripped from me in this situation, I ask that my energy be cleansed, that my energy be purified, that it be restored and brought back to me. I destroy, discard, and delete anything that is not serving the good you have for my life. I destroy, discard, and delete anything that is not a part of the good that you have for my life. Take a moment and observe that energy. Visually imagine that energy being cleansed, that energy being purified, and that energy being brought back to you. You do not have to hold on to anything that is not serving you, no matter what it is. Now, let's go back further. Maybe in your early adult years, maybe in your young adult years, you know different things that you have pondered about, thought on, wondered about, things that have influenced you as a human being, things that you carry around. I want you to take that moment and acknowledge that season of your life and say, God, I ask that my energy be cleansed, be purified, be restored and brought back to me. I discard, destroy, and delete anything that is not a part of the good that you have for my life. I ask, Father, that you would give me that energy, now cleansed, now purified. I ask that my energy be brought back to me. Take a moment and observe. And remember, you do not have to carry anything that is not serving you. the more free you are, the more energy you have to do good in this world. And being bound by past thoughts, images, stories is not your best. And you deserve your best. We're going back further, back deeper, maybe into adolescence, maybe into early adult, different things in your life. Maybe you felt lonely, discarded. Maybe you felt abandoned. Maybe there was a time where you felt alone. Maybe a girl said something to you that bothered you in the wrong way, or a man said something to you and now you have created an identity or a path around this one instance. We say, God, I ask that my energy would be cleansed and would be purified of this, that my energy would be restored and brought back to me. This acknowledging this season may have drained you and may still be draining you of energy that is yours. I discard, destroy, and delete anything that is not a part of the good you have for my life. I acknowledge I do not need to carry anything that is not serving me to be the person you've called me to be. Take a moment and observe. Recalibrating yourself, acknowledging that the depletion of energy, the draining of energy you may have experienced in arguments and situations and circumstances, that your energy, your power still has your name on it. And you can claim it at any time, at any day, at any hour. Now we're going to go deeper. We're going to take a moment first and acknowledge all the cleansing that is happening on our behalf, all the purification that is happening on our behalf. Understanding, even though energy may not appear to be visually tangible, it does manifest itself in tangible ways. Taking a breath with me, inhale. Exhaling out the fatigue, inhale. Exhaling out the exhaustion, inhale. Exhaling out the hopelessness, inhale. Exhaling out the negative thoughts, inhale. Exhaling out the negative identities, inhale. Exhaling out the negative thoughts of self, inhale. Exhaling out any form of hopelessness, lack, or destruction. We take a moment together, making sure that we relax the shoulders down from the ears, that our jaw is nice and slack, that we're not tensing up in this moment, but allowing the energy to move and to flow. We are becoming more powerful in this moment by acknowledging that no one can take something from you that is yours. It will always be yours. Let's go deeper now into childhood. Maybe you are a young infant, toddler, just starting grade school, maybe. Maybe there was a situation, a moment, an emotion, a feeling. Maybe you felt like you didn't receive the love that you wanted. Or maybe this is an opportunity for you to call even more great energy from this time if you felt loved and uplifted. But for those who need to cleanse energy here, God, I ask that you would cleanse and purify my energy, restore it and bring it back to me. I delete, discard, and destroy anything in me that is not a part of the good you have for my life. I discard, destroy, and delete anything that I am carrying around in this vessel filled with light and energy. I discard, destroy, and delete anything that is not a part of the good you have for my life. Not a part of the life you've called me to. I delete. I delete. I delete. The replaying memories, I delete. Take a breath with me. The replaying thoughts, I delete. The past emotions I've been carrying around, I delete. The low vibrating thoughts of self, I delete. I delete. I delete. The thought that I can't do it, I delete. The thought that I must be overwhelmed, I delete. The thought that I have to be everything everyone wants me to be, I delete. I delete. I delete. I delete these past circumstances I'm carrying around that are not serving me. I delete the images that I've watched over and over and over again that are not making me a better woman, making me a better girl, making me a better man, making me a better boy. I delete, I delete, I delete, I delete. Take a breath with me. We're going to take 3 cleansing breaths, acknowledging that this is a work of flow, a work of flow where energy is coming in and things are going out. And know this, you need energy to wake up in the morning and get dressed. You need energy to go about your day of work, whatever that looks like. You need energy to take care of your body and to take care of your mind. You need energy to develop good friendships, to build community. You need energy to show up for a protest and support. You need energy to be an ally. You need energy. You need energy to find out which organization to donate to. You need energy to even have the thought that you need rest. Energy is extraordinarily important. And when that frequency is somewhat broken, it is okay to come back into this flow, to re-listen to this meditation. But as we bring this time to a close, I want you to take 3 cleansing breaths with me. 3 deep cleansing breaths with me. Let's begin. Breathing in. All of the love. All of the joy, all of the positivity, all of the good. Breathe out all of the deletions, all of the things that are not serving you, all of the thoughts that you have to hold on to every memory. It is now deleted. Breathing in all of the love, all of the self-worth, all of the energy that has been stolen from you, been drained from you by other women, by other men, by other institutions. Reclaiming that energy as yours and breathing out all of the ruckus. All of the confusion, all of the burdens that many have brought into your life, it is gone, cleansed, purified from you. And the last deep, deep, deep breath in, breathing in the hope, breathing in the fullness of your power, breathing in that light that radiates through your body, and exhaling out every single thing that isn't serving you. So we're gonna end today with a quote. And I want you to hear this quote and be supported and encouraged by it. And it's from Romans 12 and 2. And do not be conformed to this age. And do not be conformed to this age. But be transformed by the renewing of the mind, for you to prove what is the good and well-pleasing and perfect will of God. I wish that for you, and I wish total restoration. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, I look forward to being right back here in the healing room with you.